in a few minutes. I need to look up a word. Donnelly played that trick on me again. I need the word decree. It went back to that. Must you only stay there a while, huh? First of all, we're going to school tonight. Understand? I receive your seed. And so I'm going to have you ask you to take some notes in a few moments. Because if we don't take these notes, I'm going into a van of ministry. Or you get your money tonight. How many of y'all say? In the family of God. Well, you're supposed to have it then. Now, but there's some things, there's a certain position I have to get you in tonight. You watching by internet, you watching by Roku and the different ways we're going out on the airwave. I want you to pay close attention to what we're doing tonight. You're going to be a student tonight. Now, the student determines how much the teacher releases. All right? Now, Father, we thank you tonight that your spirit is moving in this place and that everyone has ears to hear, mind to understand, and spirit to receive all over the world. We thank you. We'll yield to you. We'll give you all the glory before we start. We'll yield to you. Whatever you want to say or however you want to move in the spirit, we're in agreement with the Spirit of God. Thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I can be seated. Now, the first thing I want to do before going to a scripture, I want to look up the word decree. Decree. It says it's an official order given by a person with power or by a government. Or it is an official decision made by a court of law. Now, I want you to think about the government of the kingdom, the government of God, which we have to know something about. And then I want you to think about spiritual laws. Decreeing has to do with government. It has to do with spiritual laws. That means when God decrees a thing, or when you decree a thing, it cannot be overruled by no power. You got that? Now you need to write that down now, because we're gonna see something tonight. See the decree. Let me see. It says an order usually having the force of law. Or it is, I like this. A foreordaining will. Oh man, y'all ain't. A foreordaining will. In other words, when God decrees something, it is his foreordained will. You remember where we stopped this morning? You remember where we stopped this morning? Wow, man. Wow. Wow. Here's what I was in the hotel talking to God. He started talking back. He said, I want you to tell them like this. God decrees prosperity through the seed. God, now watch me now, because my English is not too, you got my language not too good. God decrees prosperity through the seed. You got that? God decreed prosperity through the seed. God decreed my prosperity through the seed. Watch this now. I come into decreed agreement about my finances. See, you come in agreement with the decree. Job 22. Well, look at this before I start back from this morning. Job 22. Hallelujah. I don't care what nobody said, nobody think, nobody, what nobody do with me tonight. I'm going to minister this word tonight. Like I lost my mind. I'm going to tell you, because I saw God spoke to me about he have decreed your prosperity through the seed. Once you understand that, you're out of debt. Once you understand, everything starts moving. See, you have to know how to get on the inside of the decree. And the inside of the seed. The seed has all of your finance on the inside of it. You don't just sow it, you go with it. And command it to do what you sent it to do. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. I want you to decree your prosperity. And it shall be established unto thee. Wow. And the light shall shine upon thy way. If God decreed it for me, I can decree it. Let me repeat this. You and God are in decreed agreement. It's no longer just faith now. It's no longer just hope. It has become a spiritual law personally in your... A personal spiritual law is being activated in your life tonight. A law that cannot be overruled, a law that cannot be stopped, a law that cannot be changed. It must happen. It is your authority. It is your dominion to be prosperous. Go back over the things we went over this morning so I can get back to that God decreeing this thing. I didn't get far this morning. Go to Zechariah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus Christ. Hold me together yet tonight, Lord. This is so intricate. There's so much intimacy in this. It is something you've been seeking for 25 years. You come to a point of overruling every situation, every financial situation in your life. You don't care how it look no more. You know it's changing right now because you have decreed it. By the spiritual law of decreeing, everybody get blessed here tonight. Yes, sir. That's a $2,000 check and a happy birthday card. Maybe you got something there because I don't receive no happy birthday card. I see a birthday card and I throw it in the trash and I don't even read it. So don't never send me no happy card to my thank you because I won't receive it. It's a $3,000 check. Your bad self. I see you. So you have to understand, sisters and brothers, that you're not in a regular service with a regular preacher. I gave my portfolio this morning, listened to the tape, and I'm able to, I'm a financial planner for the kingdom. And the plan working for me. You can really tell a plan is working, boy. I mean, if you're working principle, that's one thing, but when the plan manifests, that's another horse to ride. Y'all getting happy, that's $1,000 check. So I don't want you to be, how can I say, over-concerned about if it's going to happen. Because if it don't happen, God has to be a liar. Or you. Guess who's going to be the liar? If it don't happen, guess who the liar? You. Because he's bringing this to you for a reason. Now listen. On that decreeing awareness from within. Write that down. See, the decreeing awareness has to be from within. On the inside, in your inner man. Your outer man going to start counting the bills. Your inner man start calling him a lie. We out of this. Come on now, work with me a little bit now. I don't want to just jump around tonight. Something's going to happen here tonight. Listen. Now, this text or this scripture will be more involved in your spirit and in renewing your mind about your prosperity now, because you're coming from a decreed perspective. Listen. All right, Zechariah 8:12. Now let's think about what I said earlier, that God has decreed, God decrees prosperity through the seed. God decreed my prosperity through the seed. It's a government. This book is spiritual laws. Romans 8:2 says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from being broke and lack and having limitation and not enough. That's what it's saying. Being broke is the law of sin and death. Not having enough is the law of sin and death. So he says here, notice what he says here. My God, notice what he says here. And this is a decree. This is not an announcement. Sometimes we take the Bible for church announcement. We're going to have a meeting 10 o'clock tomorrow. This is not that. This is God speaking, man. This is Isaiah 55:11. You know what Isaiah 55:11 says? Before I even read this. We need a verdict up in here tonight. We need a judgment. We need a decision about this prosperity tonight. I want a verdict by my prosperity. From the courts of heaven. Not from my job. Not from what family I was born into in the natural. I want a verdict in my spiritual connection to God. My prosperity must manifest now. Look at Isaiah 55:11. Before I even attempt to read this, I don't know how far I'm going to get tonight. You see what God said about his word? Huh? Two words in there I want you to understand. Accomplish and prosper. In that verse, Isaiah 55:11. And then he said it would not return to me void. Didn't he say it? Well, do God have a word?
Yes.
Do you believe what he says?
Yes.
Oh, this is decreed prosperity.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes.
It is you coming in agreement with what God has decreed. I'll tell you the truth, I never heard until he spoke to me in the hotel. He said, I decreed prosperity through a seed. I never heard that before in my life. He decreed it. It's governmental. It's overruling. It breaks every form of lack that you have in your life. It's in the dresser drawers where all your bills are at right now, making a demand on them to move. Every lien that you have on anything you have is trembling right now. For it knows its time is short. Shouldn't have never let you come to this meeting and hear that this thing been decreed, man, by a higher government. Prosperity. Become it. A divine law in my life now, overruling all my past struggles. I decree I'm out of debt.
I decree all my needs are met.
I decree.
In the name of Jesus.
For Jesus was a decreer.
He said
exactly
what the Father said.
So I see now,
In Jesus' ministry, Jesus was decreeing.
Everything he talked to obeyed him.
We've been just confessing.
Hold your head.
Wow!
Oh, yeah.
We've been just, now we're going to decree. It's going to come so fast.
It's going to happen so fast.
We're not going to pray about it.
No prayer.
We're not going to sing about it.
No, we're going to decree it.
Come on.
Money! Coming to me now.
That's a decree.
What?
That's a decree.
Now, seeking you on that level in the spirit, and what you're in now, look with me in Zechariah 9:12. See, 8:12. Seeking you pick this up now at a different dimension, in a different dominion that belonged to you.
We're not praying for it. We're not waiting on it.
We decree it and take it right now.
For the seed shall be prosperous.
You didn't get it like I wanted. You, I don't know. I might need to talk to you about 2 more hours to get you to understand. This voice take on a new connotation in your life now, because you understand God is not asking the seed to be prosperous. You're gonna run up. Watch this now. You're going to run up on so many decreeing scriptures now when you're reading the Bible, you're not going to be able to read long. It's different when something is decreed by a government and a law that is higher than all government and all law. And I'm hooked up with it. You see it? I got to get further, Lord. Help me. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. Ground shall give her increase. The heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. You about to possess everything your little heart desires. By being a divine decreer in the kingdom. Whoa! Write that down. I am a divine decreer in the kingdom of God. Good God Almighty. I am a divine decreer in the kingdom of God. And I decree prosperity in every part of my life. I'm not asking for it. Somebody will get rich up in this meeting, boy. When you confess it, you don't possess it. When you decree it, it's possessed. When you decree it, you don't have to see it. Why? You don't have to believe it. When you decree it, get somebody a high five now. Come on now. You know it. Do what I tell you to do, God. You ain't getting nobody a high five. You, right there. The girl right there. The girl right behind you. All right, now it's all right. Somebody get my high five. I don't know. I just want everybody to do what I tell them to do. So, let's get that again. Right, sit down. Write this. Some of y'all got it from this morning, but I got to help these people. The seed will produce maximized prosperity. You got that? You know what maximize means? Huh? My cup. It's locking right in. When the red button, the decree is the government, and the decree is a higher law. The seed is the greatest spiritual law of prosperity. I said, not reading the scripture. We got to do that. Not confessing nor praying. But the major spiritual law of prosperity is the seed. The major spiritual law. Now, you can't decree and don't sow. Some people just think they're going to decree. You just confess it. Decreeing has to have a leading seed. If the prosperity in the seed, you got to do something. All right? I told you to stop being empty-handed. We talked about that this morning. When seeds are sown by the Holy Spirit instruction, it connects heaven to earth and harvests the seed. You remember talking to you about that? The seed has the ability to ignite a financial explosion in your life. Every good thing will begin to happen.
Matter of fact, I'm hearing this, I'm trying to get it clear. But your finances tonight is being placed in Romans 8:28. All financial transactions from this night forward will be worked to your good. I see some of y'all don't know the Bible. I see. All things work together for good for them that love God. Those who are included in that all thing. Oh, y'all hear it, Lord. Included in that all thing is prosperity. I never fully related prosperity to that verse. All things work together for good. All financial transactions work together for my good because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. I'll show you something else while we're on this trail. Turn to Acts 10:38. We always talk about healing and acting how God healed and anointing to heal. There's a part we miss in that verse. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. We skip the when about doing good part. Prosperity and wealth is in that part. We went on, got to our healing and all. After he did that. But when he went about doing good, if you look it up in the Greek, you're talking about money flowing. God went about helping people who needed some money. Helping the poor. He was a money distributor. Want me to change your life forever? I want you to write this down. Let's see what way to say it. What word to put for it. I am anointed and appointed to have plenty of money. You don't have to believe it. I'll get yours. Come on, be able to have unbelief. You believe all that? I believe every bit of it. The tides are changing right now, partner. Now, Amos 9:13. I get the 8 and 9 mess up in two chapters. In the Message Bible, we started off this morning. We started off with, yes, indeed. They got it up there? Put it up there. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Now this is why I got stuck this morning. God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast. Your head was swimming. That means you're drunk. Your head was swimming. One thing fast on the heel of the other. Listen, my sister and brother, listen to what the word says. You won't be able to keep up. You listening? I'm really trying to keep up with my money. I'm doing the best I can. It's coming in so fast. Sometimes I got to call people out and had a check for 8 months in my briefcase. Oh, Lord, I had a final check the other day. $1,000 check in the bottom of my briefcase. Oh, Lord, I had it, but I got this seed. It's there. But now I got to call them because I want to make sure their account don't tilt. My wife and I try to keep up with it, but the money just keep on coming. I give that to you tonight. Out of my anointing. I give that to you tonight. Out of my anointing. I went to get some sunglasses prescribed, and I just had a little fun. Young girl was waiting on me, you know, and my youngest son was with me. And she said, show me some sunglasses because I drive my RV. I need some glasses with my prescription in it. Well, y'all getting
$1,250. And so I need some, you know, glasses. So she said, this pair, that pair. They both look nice. Give me both of them. She said, you like this one? I said, give me that one too. So we sat down. I had $3,000 or $4,000 in my pocket, so I was just going to play with it, you know. And she had a thing up. She said, $6,062. But just, I just wanted to get a pair of glasses. Ended up buying about 7 or 8 pair. And I said, all right. She got nervous. She said, $6,000. I said, all right, baby. Write it up. She was the happiest little child I ever seen in my life. Man, come and get a pair of glasses and leave $6,000 there. I wasn't looking for no cheap glasses. I said, take me to your best rack. Everybody in here, you're on your way to the best rack. What rack? What rack? What rack? The best rack. Say it. The best rack. Take me to the best rack. Take me where the best stuff is. Shoot, I'm a child of a king. Say it. Shoot, I'm a child of a king. I don't care if you don't think I'm preaching. Yeah, what you think? You better try to get a hold. Somebody getting a hold of this stuff, boy. This is real. I can hum you right on out of here. But you go out here broke. Oh, Lord. You need some information. You need some revelation. You need some inspiration. You need some illumination. We hum later. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing like wine pouring out of the mountain and hill. He goes on to say, in the 14th verse, ooh, Lord, have mercy. Who finances are kind of tilted tonight? They're not working like it wants or should work. Don't lie. Don't you lie to me. Don't you sit there and lie to me. I'll come on your roll. Because I want to make it more effective what I'm about to read to you. Listen. The 14th verse said, I'll make everything right again. For my people Israel. Most of you made it right for Israel. What about you and I, see? They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their garden and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them, verse 15, plant them on their own land. They will never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. There he is, he's decreeing again. I say he's decreeing again. I say he's decreeing again. Wow. God Almighty. Get ready to take notes. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. It's one of my favorite teaching here because people sometimes on their way somewhere because the weather get bad, they turn around. You have to, sometime in life when you're sowing, you got to put your wipers on. The enemy going to try to bluff you. Try to get you to stop. And you say, I'm giving that man all my money. We just want to talk. We just want to get it. When you come up here, you're not sowing in no man. You're sowing in an anointing. So here in Ecclesiastes, I want to give you a principle. The seed shall prosper. Don't let the enemy put fear in your sowing.
Right, y'all need to write that down. Y'all look at me. Y'all better get this. The seed shall prosper. Don't let the enemy put fear in your sowing. If he tell you don't give that, if you got it double, put twice as much in. You about to sow $50, and he tell you, oh, you know what you need it for. Say, I'm going to sow $100. Don't let it. Hey, bro, I don't need your money. I'm already rich. Everything already paid for. All my calls, everything paid for. God did it. You do not have a broke, begging preacher talking to you. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
So you can listen. If a person got a portfolio, I can listen to them. Don't just tell me what God can do for me. What he have done for you? So see, I don't hide nothing from the body of Christ. You listen to my tape. You go on 24 hours a day on Leroy Tom. I tell it all. I don't hide. I tell you what I got, what I bought. I don't care. Because I believe that's the way Abraham and Job was. Now, so I know that's the way God was, because that's the way he talked about Job. God told all of Job's business. He said, I won't tell you what I done for that boy. So I picked up. I come along. Preachers hide everything. They get a new car. They got to go hide it. Hide it for what? Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 through 6 is one of the most powerful lessons you can get on continuing sowing your seed. That thing's going to try to stop. Let me read a little bit. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. That's a good word. Give a portion to the seven, also to the eight. Just keep sowing. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the cloud be full, verse 3, of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Now notice verse 4. I said, notice verse 4. He that observeth the wind, what does that mean? Huh? Adversity, that's a good word. Look like it's not going to work. You sow $1,000 and your washing machine breaks. That's a bluff. God about to get you a new washing machine. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regard the cloud shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bone do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the work of God who maketh all. Can I give you a word? Huh? Can I give you a word in this meeting? He's working on it. That's a fresh word right there, boy. That's a fresh word from heaven. He is working on it because, see, you can't see it. You can't feel it. He's working in the invisible. He's working here and there, getting things arranged for you because you're believing what his man of God is saying tonight. Just because the numbers haven't changed, that don't mean nothing. He's working on it. How long do you carry a baby? Soon as a woman gets pregnant, the baby don't come. But she knows she's pregnant. They start buying beds and clothes and everything. No baby nowhere around. But the Lord had deposited the baby in your womb tonight. Your prosperity, he's working on it. He's working on it. He's working on it. prosperity is tonight in the womb of your decree. We go back to that seed in Mark 4:26. He knows not how, but the harvest came up anyway. He was sleeping. When he woke up, the harvest had arrived. The time you're waiting, the Holy Spirit is putting you to sleep so you can't mess it up. The next time you wake up, your harvest have arrived. There's a sleeping moment. There's a pregnant moment. You got to wobble. You can't sleep on your stomach. You got to sleep on your side. You can't eat everything when you're pregnant. Good God Almighty. But the baby on the way. Oh, the doctor of prosperity is in the house tonight. I'm telling you, pregnant. You're pregnant, I tell you. Don't you let nobody on your road talk you out of it. If they're going to be starchy and don't move and don't say nothing, don't pay them no mind. Matter of fact, move road. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get from around that. Get from around that dead person. I'm pregnant with prosperity. Say, I'm pregnant with prosperity. God's word says so. I got it right now. God darn it. I'm going to carry it till it arrives. Good God Almighty. That's another $1,000 check. You don't understand. You're pregnant with prosperity. You're pregnant with a word on prosperity. God has spoken. God's word will impregnate you with what he speak about. I decree that you're pregnant with prosperity. You can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's working right now. Don't you let the enemy fool you to say nothing else. Don't care what things look like. You keep saying what you need to say. I'm pregnant with prosperity. The baby's on the way. All my debts are canceled. I have more than I can carry. And some of y'all got twins. You have enough $100 check. You have enough. Some of y'all got twins. You got enough to get you out and get your children out. How dare you tell two people I'm pregnant with prosperity? Y'all can't be saying what you want to say. You got to say what I say. I'm in charge here. I'm pregnant with prosperity. I don't want you to add nothing else to it. Just say what I say so I can back you up. I can back you up in my prayer time. This meeting ain't over when I leave. I keep praying about this meeting, that it got to come through. That's 500. That's two $500 check there. She wrote five. She wrote another five. So you cannot listen to none of them money begging preaching on television while you're pregnant, because they're going to abort the baby. If you listen to them long enough, they're going to make you act. They're going to act like I'm one of them. And I'm not. I blow them all out the water. Every color, white, black, Japanese, and Chinese, they all blowed out the water. I come out the country like John the Baptist. Yeah. more preachers tried to shut the door on me than you can count up to. Trying to shut me out of their pulpit because they couldn't control me. Best thing ever happened in my life. God Almighty. Listen. I need you to hear this. Verse 6. You're going to read this with me, verse 6. You're going to read this. We're going to read this together. Verse 6. I might not get much further, but God dog it. We're going to read this. We had intercourse long enough for you to get impregnated. All right, let's read the sixth verse. I got two or three things I'm going to tell you. Let's go. In the morning, sow thy seed, and in the evening, withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Got twin. Sowing, here's another principle. Sowing is a kingdom of God masterpiece that flowed from the lip of Jesus. You see, man, the 13th chapter of Matthew, 4th chapter of Mark, he's releasing a kingdom mystery of all time based on sowing the seed. I can't go into all the intricate of it now, but time won't permit. But I want you to read. Jesus said, a sower went for the sow. I want you to study that. Some enemies are going to try to stop you. And so you just got to keep on sowing. You might have got one seed, but you ain't getting this one. Now, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jesus. I need you to listen to this. May you be anointed with sowing grace. And the reason I had to have sowing grace, I have a sowing grace more so when I didn't have no money. You're not, turn to 2 Corinthians 8. You see, that sowing grace calls you to sow when you're not able to sow. You see, but that's a grace. You see, nobody can make you do this. It's a grace. It's sowing. Now, hear this. Hear this, my sister and brother. Hear this. Hear this. That's another $1,000. Hear this. Hear this. I want you to hear this clear. Sowing, that's $500, $250. How about this here? Oh, Jesus. $5,250. Lord, forgive me for not seeing this money. $5,250. I'm trying to make it something else. Now I'm about to tell you something. Sowing grace. Huh? What I say about sowing grace, what? No, you need to be anointed with sowing grace, right? Huh? All right. Sowing is a favor from God. Because your sowing obligates God for a harvest. I'm going to go on the other side. Y'all in this farm. Listen, y'all come, Larry, listen. Sowing is a favor from God because sowing obligates God to give you more than you sowed. So God put himself in a position that you can obligate him. A Every time you sow, God come under obligation. And why harvest come from a seed, God can't let you do equal to what he does. So you sow a seed, God sow back in you. God sow a harvest. I remember right at the very church, the inspiration of the Lord came on me, and I sold into Dr. Forbes Sr., his daddy. I sold into him. I don't know how much you were, I don't know how many hundred. But a few minutes later, he sold back in me. Yeah. I believe it was more than I sold in him. Yeah. We just had a little sowing thing going on. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Y'all got a few more minutes?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
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 If an angel come, if 15 angels come flying through the air, some of y'all ain't gonna never stand up. You got religious. You got religious anchors on you. When the Spirit of God is moving, you got to entertain it. You get more out of it, man. Every now and then, bow your head, or every now and then, wave your hand, or every now and then, kick your leg up, or every now and then, do something, every now and then, say hallelujah. I mean, the atmosphere get different. You just sit there, you ain't gonna get nothing, but I mean, if you move around a little bit, check yourself. He said, he's talking to me. Talk to yourself. God talking to me tonight. Ho! Oh. Party almost on. I feel it coming. After you drank so much, your system can't take no more. You got to shake it off. Hallelujah. I feel good. Hallelujah. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Right now. I don't have to see it.
I don't have to see it.
I know it.
I know it.
Wow. Boy, we about to get a party on up in here, man. What? Listen, 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 listen. This is so beautiful. Look at 2 Corinthians 8 for a minute. See, because I want to help you all who are trying to sow your way out. You're going to have a grace, baby. You're not gonna be able to do it because those bills gonna holler like a siren, and they're gonna tell you, hold on to what you got. Don't sow nothing. Just hold on. You see what I'm talking about? You start nothing up in here, boy. What? I'm ready to party, boy. We've heard some stuff up in here. What? I told Dr. Forbes, him and I was talking. I signed a book for him this morning. I told the people get the book. There's a book out there. I'm not advertising this book. I'm just telling you, you need to have it. For years, Christians have been trying to get breakthrough, fighting for a way in or a way out. Whether it's for their finances, marriage, health, emotional state, or some other bound area. They've been taught that waiting for a breakthrough is the best way to release their answer of freedom, but that's incorrect. God didn't create you to struggle. And the actual act of breaking through anything involve just that, a struggle. Breaking through something also implies that you're trying to steal something that doesn't belong to you. But would you break through a window to enter your house when your house key is in your pocket? Of course not. Why? Because it's wiser and easier just to use the key to open the door. God's intention aren't for you to wait on getting a breakthrough all of your life. He has given you key to unlock what is rightfully yours. In Beyond Breakthrough, Apostle Leroy Thompson revealed how to use the spiritual key to possess what God already given you instead of struggling or waiting for it. What you've been trying to get a breakthrough for, do you feel like something is holding you back from receiving all that you desire? Well, the truth is that the enemy doesn't have the right to hold anything back from you. So the only thing holding you back is not knowing how to use your key to unlock what you want and lock up what you don't want. God has given you key to make everything work together for your highest benefit. It's time to start moving beyond breakthrough, using spiritual keys, opening doors, and taking possession of what is rightfully yours. So you don't have to read the whole book, just read the back. You give somebody else the rest. Watch. This by Revelation is a very, on every page. Wow, I got, all right, Lord, I'll do it. I mean, I'm not bashful. There's master seal on every page before the chapter. There's a master seal for chapter 1. My life will be revolutionized by the Holy Spirit revealing the seal of dominion. Today, my encounter with God will expand to unmeasurable levels. Evil darkness will bow everywhere I go because of the light on the inside of me. Now that's before every chapter. It's apostle seal for every chapter. Oh my God. I got to read something else. Oh Lord. Here's another master seal. My life today will enter into the flow of unusual living. Unusual prosperity. Unusual abundance. Today, I will have visitation and revelation of the Holy Ghost excitement that will open up new realms of his life to me that he always desired me to see and be. On that same page, then I'm trying to finish. On that same page, listen to me. Living in kingdom authority on purpose become my lot today. With great joy and expectation to carry out the Father's will with a sweatless anointing. Oh, how sweet it is. So before every chapter, see, y'all ought to buy them books up. I think they bought about 30 or 40 of them this morning. I think they got about 60 left. I don't know what they called, baby. I don't know, but I tell you what. $13, Lord have mercy. How much of drinks you used to call? Johnny Walker? Huh? Vodka, how much you used to call? I'm stuck. Before chapter 6. Yeah. All roads of defeat are shut down in my life today. This is the Holy Ghost, man. The revelation of rest and peace will be an ongoing anointing the rest of my life. Today, the Holy Spirit will apply to my heart the wisdom of supernatural rest. Now, I, by the authority vested in me from heaven to earth relationship apostolically announce a sowing grace on you. Some of y'all already have it, but I want it to become stronger. Because nothing going to stop you from getting where you're going this time. Some of y'all have some outstanding dreams. It's going to take a lot of money for it to happen. This grace to sow will make it happen. I promise you. I promise you. I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to floor you. It's easy to be a millionaire. Get the mindset off. Get the mindset off that that's enough. What is enough? See, you have to have more than enough. See, I bless people all over the world. I don't even know them. The Lord said, give her $200. Give her $100. I don't even know the person. And then they start crying. They're about to put me out of my apartment. God knew that. God want to use you. Watch what I say now. As a money weapon on his behalf. You know money is a weapon, right? Huh? You know money is a weapon, right? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. They're getting better and better up again. Oh, Lord. You think I can't do that, right? I can't. I'm the Baptist, baby. Glory to God. You better not start nothing to me yet. Getting late in the evening. Glory to Lord. She back there. She hit a little Baptist on me. She said, oh, Lord. Hold on. What time it is? 2 Corinthians 8:1, you got it? Huh? If you miss this, you're going to miss the whole deal. It says, moreover, brethren, we do you the witness of the grace of God, what? I can't hear you. What that mean? Huh? Impart? Transmit? Transferred? Huh? Come on. Bestowed on the church of Macedonia. Now watch why they need it. Watch why they needed this. How then great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy, and their deep poverty. Abounded unto the riches, that don't even sound right, of their liberality. Blow my mind, man. Now, this sowing grace, they were in poverty, but they had this sowing grace, and they were sowing their way into liberality. Nothing couldn't stop them. Money couldn't stop them. The amount couldn't stop them. They just had to sow when he tell them to sow. My Jesus. Why? This is what you got to get. For to their power, I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. And start praying, take the money, man. Take the money. Take the money. I don't have enough. This is nothing. Take it. Take it with you so the night can keep working. Look with me. Look with me. There's another voice I want you to see here. Korobashata. I never got this voice out like I want. Verse 7. I'm going to keep preaching it, man, but I never got it out like I want. People never took it like I know it is. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence and in your love to us, see. See to it that you abound in this given grace also. Why? It comes back good and measure. Pressed down. Shaking over. Or shaking together. Running over. That's how it comes back. Good and measure.
Well, let me get this last point. This last, well, I got three more, but I'm not going to give them all. The purpose of the seed is to destroy the works of the devil in your finances. The purpose of the seed is to destroy the works of the devil in your finances. Stop him from making your finances hard. By shocking your lifestyle. By stealing your income. This had to be stopped. Jesus said, John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to kill and to destroy. Steal and destroy. I am. Come. You might have life. And from this night forward, come on, you're going to live in I am this prosperity. You heard what I said? I am this prosperity. I am prosperity. Genesis 3:15. What that clock? That's the hour and 15 minutes. What I'm working with here? What? What do you say? Oh, mama, on the phone now. I'm the golden duck. She said, you're preaching that rest now, baby. Yeah, I'm the golden goose. That's what Kathy told Jesse he was. Jesse DePlanton and Kathy DePlanton is our best friend. And we were riding the car. And Kathy told Jesse was driving. He drive all the time. I'm sitting next to him. Told Jesse, her and Carol in the back seat talking. He said, Jesse's the golden goose. She got to take care of him. Jesse said, I ain't no golden goose. I said, yeah, you're the golden goose. This scripture may seem out of place. This scripture may seem out of place. In Genesis 3:15, he says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. There's two seeds in there. Huh?
Yes,
all right, I want you to get in them clothing. The seed, when sown continuously and faithfully in God's chosen soil, will bruise all the head of all your debt. Did you hear that?
Hallelujah.
See, the seed, because God decreed it, the seed has a bruising effect on lack and not having enough.
Yeah.
So every time you sowed here, you were bruising all limitation, all lack. Somebody holler hallelujah for you. Let's play. Y'all sing some dancing music here now. We're gonna dance a little while. I can't preach no more. We just, well, dance up in here. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel a dance coming on.